Imagination Studio presents Nancy Drew Mystery Stories Number 6, The Secret of Redgate Farm by Carolyn Keene. Read for you by Laura Linney. Chapter 1, A Strange Fragrance. That oriental-looking clerk in the perfume shop certainly acted mysterious, Bess Marvin declared, as she and her two friends ended their shopping trip and hurried down the street to the railroad station. Yes, Nancy Drew answered thoughtfully. I wonder why she didn't want you to buy that bottle of blue jade. The price would have discouraged me, spoke up Bess's cousin, dark-haired George Fane. Her boyish name fitted her slim build and straightforward, breezy manner. $20 an ounce. Blonde, pretty Bess, who had a love for feminine luxuries, laughed. I was extravagant, but I just couldn't resist such yummy perfume. After all, Dad gave me money to buy something frivolous, so I did. Nancy, by this time, was some distance ahead. Hurry, girls, or we'll miss the next train to River Heights. In her active life, the attractive, Titian-haired young sleuth had learned that being on time was important. The 3 18-year-old girls continued their frantic pace until the railroad station finally came into view. Once at the station, they sat down their packages to rest their arms. Phew! Bess sighed, looking at her watch. I didn't think we'd make it, but we have 2 minutes to spare, and this would be one of July's hottest days. Nancy was pensive, still contemplating their encounter with the mysterious woman in the Oriental perfume shop. She had realized the blue jade was much too expensive, and the unwillingness of the young woman to part with it had stimulated her interest. Instinct had told Nancy that there must be some special reason why the saleswoman had been so reluctant to sell the blue jade. Then another